In summary, we see in Genesis 22 that Abraham invited God to examine him. God did so by asking him to offer up Isaac to him. When Abraham did so, he showed God who he really was, a friend of God. In turn, God then provided a ram, which represented Jesus, to take Isaac's place, thereby showing that he was a friend of Abraham. Why did God send Jesus to die on a cross? He did so because of his friendship with Abraham, to save Abraham's offspring. There are two points for you to ponder this week. Number one, true vision is to see as God sees, to discern, to understand, to experience, and to see to it. And number two, open and honest communication and transparency are vital and key ingredients of a friendship. The whole story of Abraham offering up Isaac really tells us the story of God offering up his son Jesus. In your notes there is a table which is a comparison of Isaac and Jesus and highlights the similarities between them. Isaac was a type of Christ. Both Isaac and Jesus had a supernatural conception and birth. Isaac's birth was the result of a promise. Jesus' birth was the result of a promise. With both Isaac and Jesus, there was a long interval between the promise and the fulfillment. Isaac's mother Sarah was barren. Jesus' mother Mary was a virgin. Isaac's father was impotent. Jesus' father had never slept with his mother. Before Isaac was born, God gave him his name. Before Jesus was born, God gave him his name. Isaac's mother conceived after overhearing God say that she would have a son. Jesus' mother conceived after receiving God's word from an angel that she would have a son. Isaac's birth occurred at God's appointed time and not before. Jesus' birth also occurred at God's appointed time and not before. Isaac was a joy to his father. Jesus was a joy to his father. Isaac was identified as being his father's only begotten son. Jesus was identified as being his father's only begotten son. Isaac was circumcised on the eighth day. Jesus was circumcised on the eighth day. Isaac was the result of Abraham's covenant with God. Jesus was the result of Abraham's covenant with God. Through Isaac, Abraham's offspring would be reckoned. Through Jesus, God's offspring, that's us, would be reckoned. Both were offered as a sacrifice by their father. Abraham offered up his son Isaac because of his covenant devotion to his friend God. God offered up his son Jesus because of his covenant devotion to his friend Abraham. Isaac was to be sacrificed on a mountain. Jesus was to be sacrificed on a mountain. Isaac took a donkey to the place of sacrifice. Jesus took a donkey to the place of sacrifice. Isaac carried the wood he would be sacrificed on. Jesus carried the wood he would be sacrificed on. Isaac walked for 3 days on his way to be sacrificed. Jesus ministered for 3 years on his way to be sacrificed. Isaac was a consenting adult who laid his life down as a sacrifice in obedience to his father. Jesus was a consenting adult who laid his life down as a sacrifice in obedience to his father. God provided a ram, a male sheep, caught in a thicket of thorns to take Isaac's place. Jesus is the lamb who wore a crown of thorns that God provided to take our place. Isaac's reward is that he will have numerous descendants. Jesus' reward is that he will have numerous descendants. Both were resurrected. They rose up, coming back to life after being on the wood of sacrifice. Abraham's wife Sarah died after Isaac was offered up to God, leaving Abraham free to remarry which he did. After Jesus was offered up to God, God's marriage to his wife Israel ended, and a new covenant marriage came into effect. God never discarded Israel. He simply remarried her, as we see in a later lesson. The brides of both Isaac and Jesus were carefully selected. Abraham sent out his servant to find and prepare a wife for his son. God the Father sent out the Holy Spirit to prepare a bride for his son. Isaac's future bride was in a foreign land. The bride of Christ is made up of people from all lands and nations. The Father instructed the servant not to bring the bride back against her will. The Holy Spirit does not win unwilling souls, only whosoever will. Isaac's bride was a beautiful virgin. Jesus' bride, the bride of Christ, is a beautiful virgin. Whose daughter are you is a question whose answer qualified Rebecca, the bride of Isaac. Whose daughter are you is a question whose answer qualifies the bride of Christ today. Is there room for me? The servant asked Rebecca. Is there room for me? The Holy Spirit asks the church today. Abraham's servant never spoke his own name, but always spoke about his master. The Holy Spirit always points us to the Father and the Son. Abraham's servant gave God all the glory. The Holy Spirit always gives Father God all the glory. The preparation of the bride. Abraham's servant offered the bride 10 gifts. The bride of Christ is given 10 gifts also, the gift of eternal life and 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Abraham's servant gave the bride silver jewelry. Silver represents blood, redemption, or its price. Jesus redeemed or bought back his bride Israel with his blood. Abraham's servant gave the bride gold jewelry. Gold represents royalty, deity, highest quality, heavenly perfection. Once a bride of Christ has been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, then she is perfect in heaven's eyes. Abraham's servant gave the bride garments. As we know, garments represent identity. Christ's bride puts on the garments of salvation. No longer is she a sinner, she's now a saint. She is arrayed in fine linen in Revelation 19, verse 8. Isaac's bride left her family and all that she knew to be with her bridegroom, whom she had not yet seen. The bride of Christ forsakes all to follow Christ, whom she has not yet seen. Abraham's servant took the bride to meet her bridegroom. The Holy Spirit introduces us to our bridegroom, Jesus Christ. Isaac went out to meet his wife and brought her into his mother's tent. Jesus brings his bride into the covenant position and place of Israel. She is Israel, but is made up of Gentiles and Jews now. Rebekah became Isaac's wife and he loved her. We will be married to Jesus forever. He loves us. Isaac, and thus his descendants, was Abraham's heir. Jesus, with us because we are in Christ, is God's heir. God established his covenant with Isaac and his descendants. God cut covenant with Jesus and established it with us. Isaac and his descendants inherited the promised land. Jesus, together with us, inherits the kingdom of God. Amen. Glory to God. See you next time. God bless you. Bye for now.